You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bang! Pow! It's Get Action, The Wire's weekly check-in with Action Station Aotearoa.
Over the weekend, the largest pro-Palestinian protest in Aotearoa's history was held in Tamaki Makaurau, drawing a crowd of well over 25,000 people. One of the main calls of the protesters and the organizers was for the government to place sanctions on Israel for actions they've committed during the war on Gaza, which the UN Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territories has officially referred to as genocidal, and have led to the deaths of almost 65,000 Palestinians since October 2023. For this week's Get Action, I spoke with Nadine Mortaja, one of the organizers behind Saturday's March for Humanity, about a petition of hers calling on the New Zealand government to place sanctions on Israel. So to begin, can you tell us about your petition and your calls to the Prime Minister and Ministry of Foreign Affairs?
Yeah, so the petition was started on September. We launched it in September, the 13th of September in the morning, before we began the March for Humanity. And the petition is for the New Zealand government here to sanction Israel for its war crimes, that is economically, politically, diplomatically as well. It's something for all of us as individuals can do to sign the petition. And it's also for the New Zealand government here to see that the people in Aotearoa demand sanctions on Israel for its war crimes. There's been a genocide happening for the past 2 years. There's a man-made famine happening since August. And it's time for the people here in Aotearoa to stand up together. And that's coming in the masses and signing this petition so we can show the New Zealand government that this is what the people in Aotearoa want and need from the government.
Do you think the turnout at the recent 20,000-strong March for Humanity in Tamaki Makaurau could have an impact on the government's outlook on the situation in Gaza and push them towards implementing sanctions as well?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the march was endorsed by big organizations and unions, 150 plus, and we came in the masses. I think there was around 50,000 of us, actually. Once we saw those drone footages of people on Queen Street marching, I think it was more than 20,000. Once we got to Victoria Park, people were still leaving Aotea Square. So it just showed that the people in Aotearoa have spoken. The people in Aotearoa demand sanctions on Israel. And it's time for the government to listen to the people in Aotearoa, because this is what we demand. This is what we want. It's time for us to hold Israel accountable for its horrific war crimes that they've been doing since the past 2 years in Gaza. So it's time for us to come together and to sign this petition to show the government here in Aotearoa that this is what the people demand and this is what the people want.
Just yesterday, a report by the UN Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory directly claimed that Israel was committing genocide in Gaza. Do you think that this report could have an impact on the government's position on both Palestinian statehood and sanctioning Israel?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, the leaders have spoken up. Spain, like just last week, you know, put sanctions on Israel. So I think the world is waking up. I mean, it's very unfortunate that it's taken them 2 years to wake up. And I mean, this has been happening since 1948. There's a big rooted history with the occupation and everything that's been happening in Palestine. But I think it is time for the New Zealand government to stand on the right side of history and to do something. We want to look back at our history in 10 years' time and say, yes, we did do something when there was a genocide happening in Gaza. We stood on the right side of history. We implemented sanctions on Israel, because words are not enough at this point. It's great that the UN finally declared that there's a genocide happening, but it's not enough. I mean, there are innocent lives that are being lost. People's homes have been destroyed. They've bombed schools. They've bombed hospitals. Children in Gaza haven't had an education in the past 2 years. So it's time for us to come together and to sanction Israel for its war crimes.
Since both the march and the petition launching, have you been able to get any kind of correspondence from the government or the Ministry of Foreign Affairs?
We haven't. I mean, we have been trying to contact the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We've been trying to meet up with our government as Palestinians, but they have declined. They haven't come. They haven't attended any of the protests. They haven't spoken to us Palestinians that have been going through this, that have Fano in Gaza. So the government here, it truly shows where they stand. But I think after this protest on Saturday, I think it truly showed them, and they should be scared and they should be shocked about the amount of people that have come, because we will continue to grow as a movement, as people. We will continue to mobilize until the government here in Aotearoa sanctions Israel for its war crimes.
Following both the March for Humanity and the recent protests by Christian ministers outside government offices in Wellington, many of the coalition MPs have put out statements effectively saying that New Zealand's foreign policy regarding the war in Gaza would remain unchanged. For example, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said that the coalition's approach to the war in Gaza was very consistent and very balanced, and David Seymour said that Hamas's continued involvement in Gaza would be a barrier to New Zealand recognizing Palestine. How does this make you feel regarding the government potentially taking action?
I mean, it's very disappointing, to say the least. You know, this has been happening, just like I said, since 1948. Gaza has been under siege since 2006. Everything is controlled by Israel into what enters Gaza through land, through sea, through air. The people in Gaza aren't able to travel. They can't go in and out freely like any other person does. There's no airport in Gaza. Recognizing Palestine as a state should have happened. They've been talking about it for decades, but it's time for us to actually sanction Israel for its war crimes, because other countries have done so. So why isn't the government here in New Zealand doing so? It's time for us to actually hold Israel accountable for its war crimes. They've bombed the Freedom Flotilla boat in Tunisia. They've bombed Qatar. They've bombed Lebanon. They've bombed Syria. They have been carpet bombing Palestine for decades. So why aren't we doing something? We need to do something, and that is coming in the masses, and that's mobilizing, and that's telling our government here in Aotearoa to do something about it and to sanction Israel for its war crimes.
All right, well, I think that's about everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we conclude the interview?
I think everyone needs to sign the petition. If you're wondering where you can find the petition, if you search up Aotearoa for PAL on Instagram or Facebook, it is in our bio, so go look it up and go sign it, because everyone needs to sign this petition. It's important for the people here in New Zealand. That's important for us Palestinians. So sign the petition. Thank you.
And that was Nadine Mortaja, one of the organizers behind Saturday's March for Humanity, talking to us about a petition of hers calling for the New Zealand government to place sanctions on Israel. If you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name NZ Government Sanction Israel Now. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
Wow, important stuff.
That was Get Action on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.